Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, my dear sisters and brothers from all around the world. Welcome back to a new episode of
Youth Station.
This is Asma, it's your service. And there is Vita.
Vita here again.
Well, as I was just scrolling in different pages in the internet, I read something which was so interesting, weird, and it just attracted my attention. The guy was writing that the words you say are not going to be open to criticism as much as the actions you take.
Yeah.
So, and I was just so awe-inspired, you know, because I usually believe that the words you say and the things you do both will lead to misunderstanding. And no matter how much clearly you try to utter them or you try to just act them in front of others, then in the end, they would lead to misunderstanding.
This misunderstanding actually exists there. You know, we cannot deny that. I cannot do anything about that. But I think whenever you are telling someone something, you're using the words, there may be some perspectives, but they're limited. You know, there may be some criticisms and mindset that you have about saying those words and the mindset that other people have about whatever you've told them. Mm-hmm. But whenever you do something, nobody knows that. What is your perspective behind whatever you're doing? There may be some guesses, you know,
before some conjectures.
Exactly. Before whatever you're doing. So it's going to be more complicated than the thing that you're telling. This is the way I look
Mita,
at it.
Mita, you know, I do believe that whatever I say and whatever I do is going to be criticized and is going to be just understood.
Yeah.
In million ways. The much human beings we have in this world, the much understanding I'm going to take out of my words that I have uttered or out of the actions I have done.
No, I do agree with that. But the thing I'm just trying to emphasize is that the things that you are telling is kind of less criticized and misunderstood than the things that you are doing.
Well, no, you know, just imagine there is a lecturer who's lecturing 500 people in the same place.
Yeah.
And when they come out of that place, then if someone at the very entrance asks them, what was the thing that you got from the lecture of that person? I am sure that not many of them could say the same thing.
For sure. So,
see, the words you're going to say are going to be understood in a million ways. Just the same as the things
but
you do.
The things you do are going to be understood in a million and one ways, okay? And the thing I'm trying to mention is that, whenever you're doing something, there should be a strong belief behind that. There should be something behind
it. So let me ask you this way.
Yeah.
From the words you have uttered and from the things you have done, which one has made you more prone to misunderstanding? The words you said or the things you did?
The things I did. I know it may be a kind of surprise to you to hear this answer, but the things I did were criticized more. Always it was like then they were kind of misunderstood more and more. Because by the things I do, people will actually be absolute and be sure about my personality. I mean, whenever you are telling someone something, it's like, okay, it's just some words. It's not as real as doing something. But when you do something, it's more absolute. And people will kind of criticize you more strongly by the things you do. Because they think when you are doing something, there is something strong behind that.
Well,
that
don't you ever think that I'm justified? Because I'm not. But we have to go for a break. And then we'll come back to follow the story.
Thank you.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your favorite program, Youth Station. I am Asma, and Bita is in here.
Yeah.
We're not pretty in the same very side.
Exactly.
But then, I guess both are the same. Being misunderstood by your words and being misunderstood by your action.
You know, just being the same is like you're telling me that, okay, when you are telling something, it's exactly the same as doing that. But it's not.
Saying something is exactly as doing that.
No, it's not.
What's wrong with
just
that?
Just clarify it. I mean, what do you mean by that, that they are the same? They're not.
They're just the same. If I tell you that I love autumn, it's the same from when we go out in autumn, and you just see the much of passion that I have for autumn.
Okay,
it's not about
passion here. It's about the things that you're deciding to do. For example, you decide, I don't know, not to lie anymore, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you are telling these by words. You're telling to your friends that I'm not going to lie anymore, but you're going to lie. So there is a really huge gap here between whatever you're telling and whatever you are doing. Okay?
No, that's a totally different story.
No, it's not.
That is not practicing what you preach, but right in here we're talking. Okay.
Maybe. Well,
I guess
we're
getting into a knot. We'd better get out of it. So, there are some people who would misunderstand you by the things you do, and there are some other people who would misunderstand you by the things you say. So, whatever you do as a human being, you're going to be misunderstood.
Yeah.
Full stop, end of the story.
So I do agree with that. You're going to be misunderstood. Maybe someone, sometime more, sometimes less.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you're going to be misunderstood. And sometimes you're going to be misunderstood by yourself.
Yeah.
And I think I may give you a better example of when you're telling something, but what you're doing is somehow different. For example, you're telling me that, okay, I love autumn, but you don't know exactly deep in your heart. You don't know yourself that good and that well to understand, do I really enjoy even nature that I'm telling you that, okay, I love autumn, or it's about just the photos I'm just seeing on Instagram and so on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes you do not know the meaning of the words that you are telling me. For example, you're telling me that you love autumn, but by that, you don't consider all the bad aspects of, for example, autumn. Like, I don't know, the animals, the wet weather, rain, and the dirt that is always there because of the rain in the autumn season. It's just an example, you know?
Okay,
and
yeah.
You're not considering that.
There's another example.
Yeah.
If I tell you that I love my work, then you would feel that I love every single thing about it. But then what I have in my mind is that I love the thing that I am doing, but I do not love the place I go to. I do not love the people who are around me. I do not love the situation, the conditions that we have in there. But you do not know that. When I say I love my job, you feel like everything is perfect for me.
So don't you think here the problem is the way you are telling your words? I mean, sometimes you are not so much clear to other people because the way you speak.
Well, I'm just sure of one thing.
Yeah.
No matter how true you pick your words, and no matter how clear and honest you act, people are going to misunderstand you.
Yeah, this is a
this
fact
is the
we cannot
thing
change.
That I'm so sure of.
Yeah, and this is not something bad, you know? Even looking at the colors of everything, for example, this table here, I'm looking at it and I see a kind of color here, and the color that you are seeing is different because all of the neurons, all of the receptors that you have in your brain are different with the things that I have.
Yeah.
So it's also true about the physical things.
Yeah, there's a great guy in history who said that. Do not believe in whatever you hear because they are just one point of view. And do not take what you see so as an important thing and do not believe in them as well, because they're just one perspective. And it's very true. Whatever you hear is only one point of view, and whatever you see is just one perspective. There is a big chance of millions and millions of point of views and perspectives around that you do not know about?
I think sometimes we are excusing every behavior, every bad behavior that we have by this thing that, okay, this is the nature of human beings. They are different. So I have different point of view and you have to respect it. I don't believe in that.
I don't believe in that either.
You know, this is not true to excuse yourself, excuse your defects and problems by telling the people that, no, you are misunderstanding me. Sometimes there is something really absolute that most of the people have the same opinion about.
And like the archetypal pattern, like the black color is the connotation for depression.
Exactly.
So this is nobody can come and tell me that black color is the connotation for happiness.
I love black.
Yeah.
By the way. I wanted to put a kind of dark sense to our conversation as always. Because
And it does not tell us anything about you and how you feel.
This misunderstanding. So at the end, I want to tell you that, okay, sometimes there is a majority of people that think this in the same way.
So as human beings, what should we do?
You have to doubt yourself, for sure, you know?
Okay, I doubt myself a lot, but then which one I should prioritize, my words or my behavior? I mean, I should be more careful about the things that I say or about the things that I do.
Both. Here I have to tell you that both are truly important because the things that you are telling will turn to the things that you're doing.
Of course.
And I believe in that, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes there is this method that you are repeating something to yourself. I will be rich, I will be that. And, you know, you're going to go through the way to be that, to be this.
The laws of attraction.
Not that severe, you know, because maybe this
you
is not
call
true.
It another thing.
Yeah, no, I don't call it another thing. I'm just telling you that it's not like telling everything will become actions. No.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's not like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, now you're talking.
Yeah,
exactly. But not all what you say is going to turn into an action.
But the things that you say matters more than what you think. It's not only words.
Of course.
It's the sense of your soul.
Yeah. It's not just what you think. And also, just keep it in mind that the words that you pick so easily and throw them in people's face, they're not going to act as innocent as you thought them to be.
Yeah.
Sometimes you feel like you're throwing flowers, but what you exactly are throwing is just some daggers and swords into people's face. So I do believe we have to take care of every single word we say because we are going to share some influences and some effects to other people.
And these effects are really strong. I had experience.
Yeah, so strong.
That I told something to someone as a joke. You know, I was just kidding. And maybe 2 years later, they came to me and they told me that, okay, that day you told me this and I was sad and I was just, oh, come on.
Is it only women who do that?
Yeah,
I just wonder. I sometimes wonder so much because the same thing happened to me with my friend.
And, you know, it's really kind of surprising. Surprising that the influence of something you told to someone as a joke is that strong that they come to you after 2 years and they tell you that it was so hurtful for me.
And then all this time of friendship when they were acting like they love you and they're there for you, they're your family, they're part of your family.
That really
then
nice.
Suddenly they come out to take things. To take grudges in their heart against you, and then they bring it out not at the same day.
Exactly.
I wish they did it at the same day. So the only thing we can do is to consider God before every word we say and before everything we do.
And try to
see if he would accept that, to see if he would agree on that, if he would love me like that, love to see me like that or not. And if the answer is yes, then go for it. And sometimes you have to justify whatever you have done or you have said,
and, you know,
at least to the people who matter to you.
We have to keep that in mind, that our words are not pure. They're not neutral.
Exactly.
Everybody has a kind of special background about every word that you are telling.
There is this pattern that every single one of us have in our brain.
Exactly. So
this is a rule.
No matter how attentive and vigilant you are, you may not have the understanding of every word that you are telling to someone, no matter how good you know
exactly.
that person.
You're not going to be able... Well, we two, we're friends. Yeah. We're sitting in here. We have different patterns of mind, setting of mind, though we feel like we have too much in common. But at the same time, I cannot understand you the way you actually understand yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
And you cannot do the same. So it happens in society, in the world, all in all, generally to human beings.
Yeah, these differences are blessings, but you have to be attentive.
Yes, very careful about everything you say and everything you do. And yes, just like this, we get to the end of today's
unfortunately
program. And thank you for being with us. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.